I am unashamed. What about you?
It's got to be a segment.
Well, here's what. Yeah, let's do a segment.
Jace's news.
But what happened, I got all this news because I was in the yuppie world of Nashville. And it's not a yuppie place.
Oh, I saw a picture of you at the, is it the Predators?
I have gotten so
But I had to look twice because I was like, is that the Unabomber or Jace? You had on like this hoodie and all this.
Well,
you
were what like, happened was...
It looked like three security people were just
Let
above
me just
you.
Tell
I
you,
mean,
facial,
ready to swoop in.
Facial profiling is alive and well. So people either, they had one of two responses when I went to the Predators game. Hey, let's take a picture.
Yeah.
This guy's from that duck show.
Or clutch your purse.
Or, sir, step over here. We have some bonus wanding for you to get you in here. So
the life of Jace.
So I wind up.
Loved by many, feared by some.
By our fans, Jace, they labeled you as the great storyteller.
That's what he is.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I do have.
But Al is a director that makes it all cohesive.
I said to add some reviews of the podcast.
So I have this font. You know, I have a little font.
I didn't send the one to Zach that said, we don't need so much Zach. That was the that was a one star.
I do have one. Yeah, well,
there was a one star a, that said, too me, much Zach.
They had me sitting
too
here.
Too much Zach.
Monitoring the situation and trying to keep it cohesive.
Who is they?
Fans. People who call
How do
listeners.
You know all this stuff?
I sent him.
I
sent it to you.
I didn't know it.
I sent it to you, but apparently Dad checks
Al,
his email.
The stuff that you're sending
I didn't
me.
Learn it on the internet, I can tell you that.
This article that somebody sent me from the animal rights people, was that you?
No, that wasn't me.
Well, they said it was you. We need to check on cybersecurity around here. What's going on?
Is this part of your news segment?
Well, it became a news segment because I thought you sent it to me.
I could
because
have.
Because some animal rights group,
yeah,
or I don't know, is there only one? But I don't even know.
No, there's more
know.
Than one.
They wanted to change, you know, the World Series is going on.
Yeah.
And which I didn't even realize until someone else reminded me of that. I don't have much time to be lingering. But I looked it up, and I believe the Braves are up 3-2.
3-2. Back to Houston after last
night. At the current
night.
Time of this filming. So they wanted, these animal rights people want to change the name. They find it offensive because when you get a relief pitcher, they do not want to get them out of the bullpen because that is a place where they had this long deal about bulls dive and they're hung up and how they're killed. And so they wanted to change the name.
There is
too.
Also... playing on words, bull crap, which is that's what goes.
I like that name better, Phil. Well, they wanted to change the name.
I mean, there's more bull going around than in the pen.
They wanted to change the name to the Arm Barn instead of
the Arm Barn.
Well,
the
I thought that would barn. Make a great place to like name a place if you were like a workout center with just dumbbells.
The Arm Barn.
That was a joke. Yeah. But I thought the Armpit would be a better name.
Oh, the Armpit.
That'd be great. But of course, they don't want to do that because the connotations that might lead to people not using hygiene
Then like your nastiest reliever, you go like, this guy's nasty. Let's bring him out of the pit. I mean, that would
and
be
all the things and the endeavors that the human race dream up.
Endeavor.
To sit there and argue about what you're going to call, instead of bullpen, we just call it bull.
That's what that's,
people are so offensive.
Who would
Look,
think
people
about
are
it?
Sitting
I've never
around,
even thought about that.
Boredom. Because you think about, I was going to give y'all a news update. Because some of the things happening in our world, I usually stay away from this. But when you linger in big cities, you hear people talking. So this is where I got these news things, which one of the bigger news items of the day that people were talking about is Facebook changed their name to Metaverse. They took a page out of the former NBA player, what was his name? Ron Artest. who changed a few years ago. He changed his name to Meta World Peace. Meta World Peace.
But he was a Johnny Come Lately, because back in our day, remember World Be Free? He changed it. So this.
Yeah, but World Be Free. His name was at least Free.
That's true.
He just said, "Hey, my name's Free.
How about World
How about
Be Free?
World Be?" Okay, I somewhat respect that, but Ron Artest, because now his name, he's already changed it since, because he got married again. Because I looked it up. Now it's like Meta B Ford, because that was his wife. He took his wife's name. You know how like when you get married and the woman takes the man's name? Well, he just
took her name.
He took her name.
Meta B Ford.
Something like that.
That kind of rolls off the tongue, though.
Well, I thought he was into cars, but it was actually her name.
Meta B Ford.
But here's what's disturbing about it. I have a little color commentary on the Facebook.
I want to hear Zach's opinion.
But here's what I found fascinating. So come to find out that he released this video. And the guy who runs the place, I can't pronounce his name.
Oh, he, Dad knows him well. Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
Dad called him Zuckerberg.
He has a video, and I couldn't watch the whole thing.
It's creepy.
Well,
He looks like he's not a human being.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. But Al, you know what hit me? I thought, now here we are in our society, and you see these people that are not, they're not acknowledging God as the intellect behind the earth, the universe, the metaverse.
Correct. Yeah.
So they're coming up with these illusions of existence. And so they're basically saying on purpose, the goal is to be, you remember in the Star Trek episodes where they came up with the idea of a play world, a fantasy land, what were those called?
Oh, like what? the holodeck?
Hologram, the holodeck. Holodecks.
Yeah, holodeck.
So they're like, at least they could have taken the goal of Star Trek, which was to go out, seek out strange new worlds, to go where no one has gone before. No, they're like, we want to be a holodeck. This is the goal. You know how you saw in Star Trek where you go into the hologram? That's what we want to be.
Yeah.
Virtual reality.
The key phrase is to go where no one else has gone before.
Yeah, but they're not going that, Phil.
Yeah, but I know they have. They don't. So, because the creator of the cosmos has made it to where we all can go to where we've never been before. That's eternal life. See to it, Jace, that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. That's my answer to the
Colossians.
That's Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, which is a needed thing in these strange days we live in.
So that was going to be the theme of the, because look, I don't like to just be negative about the news, but this was so, what would you call it?
Well, what got me was
it's disturbing.
It's disturbing. And one of his lines was, we're going to bring people together in all new ways. And I thought, by going into some fake place that doesn't really exist.
His whole bit was social connection. And I'm like, but you're not connected. No. I went to an event last week with about 40, it was a real small event, about 40 people talking about how to reach unreached people groups. And one of the guys there at this event was working on the glasses that Facebook's going to have. His company was, I guess there's several different companies right now that are trying to develop the technology. So the idea is you'll have these glasses that you'll wear, and they call it like augmented reality. There's different versions. You have augmented reality, you have virtual reality, you have if you've seen the movie Ready Player One, I don't know if you guys saw that or not, but that's what he said it's going to be like. But it's a whole virtual world, and you'll be able to live basically your life virtually if you want to, or maybe it's a little bit of both, but he was saying, I mean, that they've done the research on this, and they're predicting that within 2 to 5 years that our society is going to adopt these glasses at the same rate that we've adopted the smartphones, which is kind of scary if you think about it. I mean, like, I'm not going to participate in that personally, because to me, that's like one of the most, that's almost like dystopian. That depresses me to think about living in a world virtually that's not, I have an avatar that communicates with your avatar. That just sounds bizarre.
Wasn't this the plot line for The Matrix? Wasn't that the whole deal? But you got to get out of the tube, man.
Just think about the hypocrisy of all these beliefs that what you come up with without a God, a godless society. This is what they come up with.
Yeah.
Because first of all, you've got, the math doesn't add up. You've got all these millions of years that, you know, we've been floating around, and we've only been around here in America, what, 250 years, give or take?
275.
Yep. And now all of a sudden, the pace is quickening so much that I'm like, your math is not adding up about all of a sudden we're the smartest people in the world and we're going to figure out how to eternally exist virtually.
Hollow and deceptive.
Because look, here's the other news item I wanted to bring up. Now, I'm not hating on Marvel movies because entertainment's entertainment. However, you know what the name of the new Marvel movie that's coming out is? Y'all haven't seen this?
A Black Widow?
Phil?
Eternals.
Oh, Eternals. I did see it.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know how I feel about when Hollywood uses godly principles to make a buck, I have to stop and say, hand slap, hand slap, hand slap.
Hollow and deceptive philosophy.
Eternals. Yeah. Why would they do that? Just look, if you don't believe in God, okay, that's your right. Good luck. You'll need it. But don't try to use your stories about people that are going to be our heroes that we'll pay $12 to go see and give the illusion that somehow something eternal is fixed to happen here. Because guess what?
Yeah.
That's not true.
But here, I don't even know anything about the movie.
Well, I don't either. I just saw the name.
I know, but I can tell you this. They have to be able to have the possibility of dying, or we won't have any tension for the movie. Just sitting around watching the people live eternal life. You know what I'm saying?
They get all their material.
They're going to be a big battle because they're going to find somebody that's a bad
dude. I have said this before. All good movies get their material straight from the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. They try to recreate it. Look, the new Halloween movie, guess what it's about?
The eternal.
A guy that won't die.
Yeah. So what they've missed is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I counted them, the kingdom of God, our kingdom of heaven, our kingdom is mentioned, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, four little books, 133 times. And to this day, people say, kingdom of what? Kingdom what? Is that you strange characters that are members of the what? What is that? That's why I'm saying reality is right in front of them. Jesus presented it when he showed up. Repent because the kingdom is near. It came, and it's mentioned 133 times, and was said to be, it's coming in your lifetime, Mark 9:1. So it came, it's here, but 3/4 of the world's population know nothing about it. And that's where we come in.
That's right. So let's take a break. Well, it's hard to believe we've hit November today. It seemed like October was a fast blur for me. But that you know what that means, Dad? It's the beginning of the holidays. I know it's your favorite time of year. Think about Thanksgiving and Christmas.
All
the great holidays. So one of the first items you might want to check out to give someone as a gift is one of our sponsors. It's called iTarget Pro. And this system allows you to dry fire your weapon to be able to get proficient on it without necessarily having to go to a range, which can be inconvenient. So you got it right there in your house, which is really great. You do it through an app and a laser bullet that's in your gun. And so it's just going to help you get that muscle memory down so you can be a lot more proficient with your weapon. So what you want to do is check these people out, itargetpro.com, and you can save 10%. Plus, you get free shipping with the offer. So that's targetpro.com. Save 10%, free shipping, and improve your weapon. So, Jace, I've got two things. One, in response to your news items, one is I know the secret to killing every unkillable character in any novel or movie.
Don't watch it?
Nope.
Oh.
Low box office.
Low box office.
It will kill them every time. It's the only way to kill the Eternal. If nobody goes to watch the movie, you'll never see them again on the screen. And the second thing is, my prediction is one day we will find out that Mark Zuckerberg is not a human. He was the first automated robot. He's really a robot. He's really well done. He may be an avatar.
I get that.
There may be a real one, like somewhere behind a wall somewhere, and this is just his guy out front. But that's not a human being.
I'm with Zach. When he did that, I thought this is where this thinking that money can bring you happiness and this social media interaction will get you. As I watched a little bit of it, I thought, this guy needs some friends. He needs to get
Zuckerberg
out. He needs to have a conversation.
Mark Zuckerberg and his friends censored yours truly here for plucking a duck. For plucking a duck. And I can't eat the duck with the feathers on him.
I guess you could.
Because it's like frying chicken, and you never got the feathers off of him.
Yeah, it's not preferred.
Yeah, not preferred.
That would only be an emergency.
I haven't plucked the duck if I want to eat the duck, Mark.
I gave
Mark Zuckerberg a 15-minute speech. Yeah. I will have to admit,
Dad did an episode.
He and his friends sent me back. I've never seen Facebook. What is it? Facebook. What does that mean?
Now it's Metaverse.
Yeah. Metaverse.
So meta. I presented a 15-minute argument, and Mark and his friends said, we apologize. So,
you got an apology.
No, it was
I
a
got
mistake.
An apology
it was
because I said you got to pluck a duck before you eat him.
Jace, did the pizza people ever apologize to you for picking those birds in their parking lot? Because you had the same kind of censorship, but yours was more of a direct.
Well,
I wouldn't jam it in their face by picking in a Walmart parking lot, picking it up.
Well, we're never going to live that one down, are we? It was not about, I was just thinking these feathers are biodegradable.
You know, so, I think it's funny, like, though, that at the same time that you have this metaverse emerging, which I do think is going to, I don't think they're spending billions of dollars and changing the name of their company and the whole structure to move in this direction if they don't have an ample amount of market research that shows that people are going to adopt this. But that is scary. But I also think that there is, like, in towns like that I live in, there's this local, I call it localism, that's emerging, where, like, our little town, we have a market every Saturday. People bring their milk, they bring their vegetables, they bring their handcraft, whatever. The craft beer industry. I do see people are saying, I don't want to live in that world. I want to do life in the community that I live in. So I think it's going to be cool to see. There is going to be a counter to this that I think is going to be pretty cool, where people, like, go back to the old ways of actually talking to one another, doing life together, sharing resources. You know, for me, that's what I want to be a part of. I don't know. The whole meta thing scares me to death. I have no desire to participate in it.
I just think that's what people come up with when they can't answer life's basic problems and don't have the answer for relationships. What do you do? You just got to make stuff up. You got to have a virtual world. Because if you start focusing on the planet and nothing you can do about getting off of it alive, or you're just doomed.
Right.
So you don't want to do that. So through technology and this, I mean, I do respect the ones at least building the spaceships and all, because at least they're thinking, oh, we're boldly going where no man, we're going to find something. They're trying.
But you notice a lot of especially the left wingers, they've been down on them because they're like, why do you want to go up there? You know, why don't you put all that money into
it? There's
nothing up there. Down here's where all the problems
are.
That's
why, in the midst of it all, do not be ashamed to testify by our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner. Join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He saved us. He called us to a holy life, not because of anything we've done, because his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, and you want to hear something about virtual, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. To me, that supersedes all the concoctions and the philosophies of men. It nails it. It nails it down. They're out. We're in.
Well, the main thing it does is that it gives,
I'm thankful.
It gives us, we have a structure. I think Zach's right. I think the antithesis to this whole thing is something that really matters. Because correct me if I'm wrong, didn't when Facebook first started, Zach, you may know this, wasn't it just about the way people looked and then they commented on it, which was the idea about Facebook? I mean, that's how it kind of started. Which
yeah,
is,
they ranked the girls in college. It was kind of like a meat market type thing where they, I mean, it was pretty degrading to women. I mean, it was like,
that's what I'm saying. That's how it started. Yeah. So whatever they've done just try to like, and that look, they've created a billions of users and obviously billions of dollars for the Android, Zuckerberg. But at the same time, when I look at it, I'm just like, this thing all started on a false premise, which guess what? Now they have, you know what their biggest problem is? That young girls and young women are having all these shame issues from Facebook because of all these negative comments. Well, that's how you started. So we're starting with something that's good and holy and righteous in a community. I mean, so we've got something to stand on is my point.
They used to have that issue. Now there's nobody under 30 years old on Facebook.
So they've all moved to
Instagram.
Instagram, yes. But the
so what thing, exactly is it?
I don't know, Bill.
Somebody said, well, you've been on it. And I said, well, I didn't get on it.
I was on it a couple of years
ago. I didn't volunteer to get on it.
It's like a page of what you do. It's who you are or who you...
It's like pictures and videos and people communicate like online so they can look at a screen and then they see... It really is an avatar. People get in big discussions on Facebook. And so like if you get on Facebook and you get in a political discussion on Facebook... Most people are way more bold and aggressive than they would be in real life. So it takes all of our features and it like amplifies them, you know.
Because there's kind of this layer, and it's not all bad. I mean, like Lisa's on there, and I run into people all the time. They say, "I love what Lisa posts on her Facebook page." I'm like, "Yeah, great."
But that's what they don't realize. The reason it's a success is because it's people's own personal gateway to the world.
Right.
So they're like, oh, this is my shot. Hello, world. Here I am.
Yeah, the one dude who came up with the profound epiphany, he thought about it. Mr. Robertson, I do not like you. That kind of Facebook.
Yeah.
I said,
hey, you've got to learn to forgive that guy.
You know what I did, Jace? I smiled.
What I don't like about it is it gives a lot of
thumbs up from
church-going people an illusion that they're making a difference in the world. Just because they're spending 14 hours a day on Facebook. Because I've seen people who have come to my house and I'm like, look, we're trying to have a meal here. Do you mind getting off your phone? I mean, these are grown adults. And they're like, hey, I'm on Facebook. I mean, I've had those encounters. And I'm thinking, you've got 75 followers. Who knows how many of them are real people? Because they're robots within the system.
Does Facebook own all the other... ancillary like Snapchat and TikTok?
No, they own Instagram and I think WhatsApp.
Wondered if they were going down to catch the young people because that's stuff. Have you heard of
Instagram?
Have you heard of TikTok? Never. What do you when you hear
it's the old clocks? TikTok, TikTok.
You know where we're at in our society? What I said, the time doesn't make up. Look, do you realize it hit me the other day that I used to deviate from my traveling plan to go by a bank when I was young so I could see what time it was. You know, it wasn't on my vehicle. I didn't have a phone.
Or a watch.
I got to find a bank.
Welcome to my world.
I got to take 2 miles out of the way and drive by this bank because I don't know what time it is. I mean, isn't that?
Yeah,
that's pretty
funny. I was ahead of you because I would have simply just looked around and say, it's about midday.
But it would actually...
Or it's late in the evening.
It would actually cause...
early in the morning.
Well, Phil, if you're meeting somebody at a specified time, because you forbid watches, you didn't per se...
Too many clocks.
But you remember, you'd say, oh, I don't want a watch. I've never had a watch. So as a kid, you're like, well, I guess watches are out.
I guess watches are out.
But the problem was when you needed to know what time it was, you had to go find a bank or you had to call. They used to have a number. I don't know if it's still. I need to call that and see. You could actually call a number. I remember the number in my head, which is kind of strange. It just popped in there.
Was it 411?
No. No. You could call. I don't want to say the number because that might be some kind of legal. You guys.
Well, Jason, hang on. Let's take a break. So, Zach, how will you know when you're ready to do something about your receding hairline and bald spot? Have you thought about that? Because you've hit that age. I notice you're wearing a lot of hats now.
I've hit that age.
Is that your answer?
I wear a hat to cover it up. Yeah, you start to see little pieces of hair fall out.
That's exactly right. That's when you start to know the shower gets all stopped up. A lot of our listeners are probably the same way. Well, one of our longtime sponsors is a company called Keeps. And what they try to get you to do is keep that hair before it starts to lose. You want to start early on the problem. When you first start noticing, you're going to be like me and Zach and just wearing hats all the time. They've got great generic versions. It's about half the cost of most other hair treatments. So you want to check these guys out. Go to Keeps, KEEPS.com/door. And they're going to get you started. They're, you know, you'll have a little questionnaire you do with them. You're going to get 50% off your first order of hair loss treatments when you go to Keeps, KEEPS.com/door. That's Keeps.com/door and save that hair.
And Jason, I'll do it like
Jason's always worried about, I mean, the giving out the time number is no reflection on you.
All right, I'll just, look, I'll sugar.
Well, let's call
I'll
it.
Sugarcoat. I think it's 325-9421, but I'm not.
All right, we're going to call it.
Call it and see.
What was it again? 3-2 what?
Well, is it maybe I got the first three wrong? I know it was 9421. I thought it was 325-9421.
Let's see what happened.
Yeah, call it up.
Oh, call failed. Oh, because there's no service. Yeah. Oh. We're stuck out here in the middle of nowhere. I can't call anybody.
Look, so and they would give you the time. They would. Where's my phone? I think I have service.
I refer to the old rock and roll group.
I don't
group,
have my phone.
The old rock and roll group, Jace. Who were the ones that sang the song? Does anyone really know what
that's
time
Chicago.
It is?
Chicago.
Yeah. They come up on something with that.
Yeah, the whole song was about.
Does anybody really know the answer? No.
The whole song was about the irrelevance of time.
That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Leave it to Dad to bring the old rocker.
Well, that's why when my point I was getting to before I rudely interrupted myself.
With a random. Jace is so
rude.
You've
never done
Jace
that.
Jace is so rude, he even interrupts himself.
I interrupted myself with this. It popped into my head in the past. That I just, for some reason, I'm interrupting myself again. These people keep saying, look, there's like millions of years, you know, this thing's been going on. We were cavemen trying to figure fire. And then all of a sudden, we've become so smart in such a short period of time that we're like, we got it figured out. Yep. We're going to create a holodeck for everyone.
I need some glasses.
It's like if I had a big, huge earth-sounding gong, when I heard that news, I would just start pounding it.
Bong.
Bong. Bong. This
and
is
you
the,
wonder why the suicide rate is at a record.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's climate change because as your news is being shared, they're gathering over in Scotland to decry that, you know, we're not even going to be here in another
well,
day.
I mean, and look, that's why I'm saying.
I guess we need to find a hologram because the whole thing's going down.
We
in
just now figured out where we're at. I mean, just wasn't a few hundred years ago, we thought this thing was flat. And now.
Now we're going
to
save it.
The millions of years that it took for us to realize, oh, this thing's flat. And then somebody finally said, hey, let's get on a boat and see if there's anything else out there. Okay, Bob.
Went all the way
and
around.
Then, oh, we're in America. And we discovered America, and now we realize, you know what? We need to plant some more trees. And look, I'm all for the environment. I'm for protecting it. But I'm like, if you plant a trillion more trees and you clean this place up, it's still not – we're not going to last.
No.
This is a perishable existence. And if there was a way to make anything imperishable, you need to pursue it. And here's Jesus, getting back to the time reference, saying, I'll just give you one verse. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What a statement that is. Because you just think about all the time that has evolved, then the math don't add up on it as for our idea. It just doesn't
it's
doesn't
swearing out.
Yeah.
Second law of thermodynamics.
The second law of thermodynamics. I was just thinking the same thing, Phil. It governs the universe. The second law is that heat and matter, or energy and matter, can't be created nor destroyed. Another way of saying it is that it's called entropy. Over time, everything is decaying. Everything, the entire universe, is in a constant state of decay.
That's it.
And all of our efforts, all the things that we think we're going to accomplish. It reminds me of the Tower of Babel, that the arrogance of the people in Genesis. What is that? Where's that at? Genesis
11.
11.
11.
You know, that they could, they actually believed that they could build a tower that would go high enough to reach God. And I think that's what this is, the same type of mentality. That's which, I mean, I'm all for advancement, but I mean, at some point, you it's the arrogance of us to think that we're going to actually build something that's going to, you know, create our own immortality, or that we're going to somehow reach our own God status. Phil brought up Colossians 2, because at the second part of Colossians 2, this is what it says. It says, these are a shadow of what's to come, but the reality, which is the opposite of virtual reality, the reality is found in Christ. And I think that's why times like this, where you look at the virtual world, which we're already kind of living in, right, with Instagram culture, and everybody's kind of living under this fake reality. I think it's prime time for the gospel to flourish, because people are looking for reality. Just so happens, the reality is found in Christ. So, I mean, if Jesus can't be, if that message doesn't resonate today, then I don't know if it ever will. Well, I think it does resonate, because I think people are looking for that.
Look at the unspiritual mind, a guy that's the whole movement here, their unspiritual minds puffs them up with idle notions.
Well, that's in Colossians, Phil. Those were religious people.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in the world, Zach brings up a good point, but Christians give in to this narrative. I mean, look, when I was a kid or younger, because I was taught that heaven was down there and heaven was up.
You mean hell was down?
Hell was down and heaven was up. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
But the more I thought about it, heat rises. So theoretically, heaven would be hotter than hell.
That's right. Well, try to go through the atmosphere.
Well, it finally hit
you'll
me.
You'll burn up to
it finally
crisp.
Hit me after I read that God is an imperishable, eternal.
Yeah, that was a very limited
the power.
View.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, well, he's levitating. You know, in Acts 1, I keep bringing that up. He wasn't doing that because he had to.
Yeah.
And I finally realized I'm thinking too small here.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're pointing down, because I'm looking down.
To the magma.
I was like,
red hot magma.
Yeah. Oh, hell must be in the center of the core of the earth.
And you've seen the old pictures where the devil's swimming through the magma and the demons are floating around. You know, like a bad cave experience.
But my point is, even we do that, and I think that's our world. We come up with movies and call it Eternals, and we say we're going to make the earth, we're going to renovate the earth and clean it up.
Yeah.
Then what? Well, we're going to be like those people on the tower. We're going to die about three quarters of the way up from wherever we were going the last quarter. I mean, we're trapped here.
Oh, look, it's a religion. Let's take another break. It's a religion. And Greta Thunberg, is that her name? She's a little prophet, prophetess.
When you have nothing else,
a teenage European girl, everybody's like following her around like she's a rock star.
Because look, I do more cleaning up of the earth than the average person.
Yeah,
because I metal detect, and every piece of trash that I find, which is I would say thousands. I was going to say
you're like the world's greatest garbage man because you're digging it up and
I'm doing the work here, cleaning up.
Now, everybody else wants to have a council and talk about it. You're actually out there
doing it. But I will say this. If you clean it all up and you plant the whole thing back trees, you're going to die.
That's why the Hebrew writer said.
Such a good pastor.
The Hebrew writer, y'all ready to hear it?
I want to hear
Hebrews 9, verse 10. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
In the midst of it all, I love hope.
I love that Phil brought up Colossians 2. It's just funny to me that he has no concept of Facebook, augmented reality.
That's it.
I could tell the look on his face when we were talking about that. He was like, didn't know quite what we were talking about, but I love how he really did pick intuitively such an applicable verse to this, because I love it. You look at what's going on here in Colossians 2. I was just thinking about this as we were talking. The metaverse promises social connection when in reality, what it's providing is social disconnection.
Correct.
It's lying. It's giving you a shadow of the real thing, but it's not the real thing. And then when you get down here in Colossians 2, what Paul's getting at is that these religious people were worshiping a shadow of the real thing, primarily through the law, when he says, verse 16, therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink or in regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath day. These are all these religious festivals and things that they're imposing the law on them. Things which are a mere shadow of what is to come. But the substance, I think the NIV, which y'all read, says the reality, however, belongs to Christ. Let no one keep defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement and the worship of angels, taking his stand on visions that he's seen, inflated without cause by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the entire body, being supported and held together by its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth which is from God. And I love this because what he's saying is that you're worshiping things that are just a shadow. They're not the real thing. And I think that's what the Facebook culture, like that's our whole culture now, right? We're worshiping shadows. We're worshiping images. We're worshiping reflections. And that's why I think, Phil, to your point on suicide and the mental health crisis that's happening in the culture right now, I think it's because we're disconnected, because we're buying in and settling for something very superficial version of the real thing. Does that make sense?
Oh, perfect sense.
Perfect sense.
I agree 100%. And it also, like I said earlier, the whole premise, Zach, supposedly they've evolved to this point of where they're going to pull it back together, but it's a rotten tree to begin with. The root is rotten. It started for all the wrong reasons. So no matter what they've tried to do, you know, it's going to grow bad fruit, which is what it continues to do. Even though there are people involved in it that do good things, we got a large Facebook group that listen to the podcast and they communicate with each other. That's their platform to do it. Hey, that's awesome. I mean, Unashamed is able to have a presence there, but at the root of it all, you're not going to connect that way. You've got to have real people. You got to have a real relationship with Christ. I love what you said about the shadow, because I was thinking about the book of Hebrews, because Dad mentioned Hebrews 9:10. In Hebrews, you know, 8, 9, and 10, it was the same thing to the Jewish people. He was like, look, you're trying to base everything back on this shadow of what was to come. Jesus actually was the real sacrifice. You can't base it up back on the lamb and the goats and the bulls and the priests going into the temple. All that was just what was going to come in Christ. So even with the Jewish people, it's the exact same message that you were talking about, Zach, from outside of that.
Yeah.
All right, I got my phone. I'm calling and seeing what time it is. Are you ready? This is exciting.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on speaker.
And here we go.
What if this is the wrong number?
Let's see. Hey, Gary, to help you buy a home, build a home, or refinance your Mortgage, we're ready to help you find the right loan for your needs. Visit there. Origin.bank and click on the Home Loan Resources tab.
So it's some.
Our team and read helpful tips. We're just a call or click away. Origin Bank time.
11:04. Oh, it's a bank.
They're still doing it. they're still giving out the time.
Wait. Did it give you the time?
Yeah. 11:04. Let's see if that's right. So
there was an ad.
But my phone says 11:03.
Uh-oh. How can you trust it now?
There you go. The best lie is the one with the most truth in it.
Chicago was right. Does anybody really know what time it is?
But look, it's the same in our society. Even like, I remember calling radio stations because I wanted to hear, that's the only way I could hear my favorite song. Now, you just look it up. I knew every radio station personality on a first name basis.
That's right. Well, when I used to have my 8-track, it wouldn't go backwards. So I would have to listen I had my favorite song, but I would have to listen to the whole 8-track to get back around to my favorite song. Which was kind of weird now because you think about how everything's just on demand, whatever you want in the moment. But I mean, back in the day,
you realize what we just did? They probably have a red phone at this bank and it hasn't rung in 17 years. And they're all gathering around saying, someone dialed.
Well, my question is, how many people now, Unashamed Nation, are going to call this bank? They're going to, all of a sudden, some guy that's been sleeping on the job for the last 20 years is fixing to get woke up.
Yeah, there was like a flat line and a pulse went up. Somebody.
What were they advertising? Mortgages?
Well, who knows? But nobody's going to call that. The only reason you called it was to get what time it was.
Our listeners are going to call.
They're going to call
it,
though.
And they got free advertisement right there from Unashamed
Podcast.
Just shows you how society won't move. Why do they still have that number?
The bigger question is, why do you still remember that number?
I remembered that number. And look, you know what's unfortunate?
You don't even know what day it is.
I don't know.
But you remember that number.
I don't know my number. Now, if you ask me my phone number, because we're in this meta world verse thing where everything's on your phone, and I do not know my number.
Hang on, Dad. Before you read that, let's take our last break. Bring us back to something.
I'll bring you back to numbers. Zechariah, the prophet. What are these wounds on your body? He will answer. How'd you get all these wounds? The wounds I was given at the house of my friends is Jesus' word on it, coming. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who's close to me, declares the Lord Almighty. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones. In the whole land, are y'all ready for this? Declares the Lord, 2/3 will be struck down and perish. That's a lot of the human race.
Yep.
Yet, 1/3 will be left in it. This third I will bring into the fire. This is you and I and the rest of us who follow Jesus. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is my God. So out of the whole deal, Zach, 2/3 gone. 1/3 survives. Just some numbers you might think about.
What was that, Zechariah? What?
13.
Zechariah 13. It kind of goes hand in hand with the parable of the sower. Yeah. Don't understand.
I think it's a general picture of a lot of people.
Many are called, but few are chosen.
Figure it out, but. There'll be some.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
But just if you live in a world where 2 out of 3 that you run up on, they're into what you guys are pontificating on, the Facebook and all of these hollow, deceptive philosophies that come and go through the ages, that still goes on. It's still here. Nothing has changed except the God of heaven has come down in flesh, removed the sins of the ones who believe it, and raised them from the dead.
I kind of like the position I'm in. Well, exactly.
Well, I'd say that Facebook and these different technology platforms are not the problem. I mean, they exacerbate the problem. The problem is that we want to worship and serve the created things rather than the creator. So I think that's the core of the problem. We take what's been made and then we elevate the thing. I say this all the time. We elevate the things of God over the God of the things. And in Colossians 2, that looked like religious things, things that were, you know, at one point were good things. They just were elevated up. You know, even the scriptures, Jesus said, you worship, you study the scriptures diligently, and by them you think you're saved, but yet you missed me, the one that's right in front of you, who they point to. So I think that the Facebook, because we use Facebook and we use these platforms for good purposes, and there are good things happening on the platforms, but when you get to the point where you're living your life virtually, that's not a good thing because it isolates you socially, and you were created according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. You were created in God's image, which means that you're created to be relational. You're created to be in community because God is a relationship, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And that's how you were created to be. And when you were living in isolation, we're not living as God designed us to live, which means we're going to experience depression, anxiety, suicide, all these. That's when misery comes. So, you know, I just wanted to clarify that.
I agree. I think it just sped up the process and it made us more informed in the dire needs of humanity. This was still going on before Facebook.
Even if our gospel is veiled, Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, it's veiled to those who are perishing. Here's a scary thought. Y'all are saying, what are these people, what do they claim? The God of this age, Satan, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who's the image of God. You look at that and you say, boy, things have not changed much in the last 2,000 years.
Well, and even beyond that. So that's my point. This idea about the false god of environmentalism has been around as long as people have been around. They've worshiped these gods of the planet, and it's all about the crops and this, that, and the other. So it's the same thing what you're saying. That's why I'm saying they've used a religion, which is why they don't get us, the guys like us that say, we're not that worried because we serve the creator of the whole thing. I mean, and to Jace's point, which is an excellent one, we're all good stewards of the planet. We're falsely accused of being bad stewards of the planet. Just because we're not worried about polar ice caps.
And when they get through worshiping the false god, they all say, okay, it's time. They all strip naked and have sex. And they say, call it a wrap.
That certainly was the ancient way. I don't know if they'll bring it back, but they probably will. That's exactly
right. What I'm saying is like the climate change movement, they're blaming the Industrial Revolution for hurricanes and, you know, which is not a fact.
Right.
I mean, this is a volatile place. Volcanoes go up and they're like, yeah, we're causing it. I don't think so.
No.
I think these things are happening because they're happening.
I think when you go over to Italy and you look where the big Pompeii, the mountain, Vesuvius goes off and all those people, that was a long time ago, way before any industrialization came along.
Well, they don't like talking to people like me because I'm like, look, I'm for all industry for everything to go back like it was before any of that happened.
You'd like a reset.
So I love it. I mean, let's just live off the land. Guess what? I'm surviving. We'll see who holds up.
To your point, Al, to your point, I think it's a good point. It's not just a climate change thing. I think that all these things are religions.
Yes.
Even if they don't call themselves that. But, you know, I think that it's Romans 1 and 2. It's not a matter of if you're going to worship. It's a matter of what you're going to worship.
Exactly.
We were made to worship.
That's
a liturgical being.
Exactly.
We were made in the image. We were made to worship. So we're going to worship something. I think that's why you see when these discussions, even all the political stuff, it gets to become a religion. And that's why people are so passionate about it, because we were made to worship. And our sin is when that worship gets misdirected and misguided. And I think God wants to call that back into, he wants to realign what we worship and point us back to him. And when we do that, I think that's when we're going to experience like our best life, you know, what God created us for.
Yeah. I preached a sermon recently, Zach, and went through a whole list of stuff, both left and right. I mean, I included nationalism, America First, right in there with this other stuff we've been talking about, and social justice and environmentalism. All those things can be elevated above the gospel and Jesus. And that's not where you want to be. I mean, yeah. You're worshiping a false god when you do that, the wrong god.
No doubt.
And so I think that's why people don't always understand what we're talking about. We're trying to say, it's what this podcast is about. I mean, we talk some about political things, but like today, or things that other people are talking about. But let's face it. I mean, as Dad has shown throughout this whole podcast, it goes back to the Word of God.
Yep.
But look how relevant it is. One of the people that sent in a review said, "I'm so shocked every time I listen to your podcast because you're reading documents that were created thousands of years ago, and they're so relevant to my life every day."
That is it.
He made the point, you know, which is amazing.
I mean, you got 41 authors over a span of what? 5,000, 6,000
years? Several thousand years.
Several thousand years writing these narrative, and some of them songs or
prophecy, poetry,
all over the, and you read it, and it has one central direction pointing you to a human who was God in human form. That's just pretty amazing.
It's pretty incredible.
And everything really about what he represented was true and holy. Forget how churches or religious groups have screwed that up. If you just read it individually on who Jesus is and how he viewed people and what he did, you will find nothing wrong with anything he did, which is amazing.
Yep.
Well, we're out of time. So what we got to have more of, Jason, whenever you're out of town, is you got to come back with more Jace's News. Because that was quite the podcast.
I was mingling in the big city.
The storyteller.
What's funny about that is later on that evening, we went to Adam and the Buck Commander's restaurant, that E3. He uses his cattle. Speaking of the bullpen, I recommend that. They're proud of it. It's expensive. But when we walked in, I looked at Missy. I said, "I think we might be underdressed."
I'd like for you to take me there, Jace, next time I'm in Nashville.
All right, I'm going to do it, because I'll recommend the Tower of Seafood. They said it was called the Grand, and of course it was, you know, the longer I stayed there, I said I'm headed toward that Grand. But
is it better than what we fix?
Yeah. If you throw enough money at something, Phil, they got it. As far as seafood and steaks. Yeah. But you're going to pay for it.
Thanks for listening to the Unashamed Podcast. Help us out by rating us on iTunes. And don't miss an episode by subscribing on YouTube. And be sure to click that little bell to get notified about new episodes. And for even more content that you won't get anywhere else, subscribe to Blaze TV at blazetv.com/unashamed.